Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, a senior member of Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
Hello, I'm Tortoise Managing Director and Portfolio Manager Brian Kessens with this week's Quick Take Podcast. The U.S. oil-directed rig count increased by 6, and crude oil stocks fell by 2.5 million barrels last week. The 6th rig count increase in 7 weeks, and the 8th consecutive week of stockpile declines. Yet distillate and gasoline inventories rose. Specifically, distillate built 4 million barrels, the largest since the first week of January. The sense is refiners shifted from a gasoline focus to a distillate one and now are producing more distillate than demanded. Natural gas inventory continued to build, yet injections remain below seasonal norms due partly to the exceptionally hot weather. For the week then, crude oil improved 1%, while natural gas fell just less than 2%, both smaller week-on-week moves than we witnessed consistently this year. For stocks, MLPs and broader energy gained 2%, with producer stocks up nearly that much at 1.6%. In news last week, Plains announced a simplification transaction where Plains All American, the LP, will acquire the incentive distribution rights from Plains GP Holdings in exchange for common LP units, implying a transaction value of $7.2 billion. Also, as we noted in a recent podcast about the potential for a distribution reduction, in conjunction with the transaction, PAA is reducing its distribution 21% and PAGP 11%. We view the transaction as a positive as it improves Plains' cost of capital, strengthens distribution coverage and credit profile, while also simplifying the corporate structure. Both stocks traded well in the news, up north of 10% last Monday, the day of the announcement. In other midstream news, Kinder Morgan had the largest aggregate sales last week. First, Kinder sold a 50% interest in the Southern Natural Gas Pipeline System to Southern Company for nearly $1.5 billion. Kinder also sold a 50% interest of the Parkway Pipeline to Valero Energy. We believe Kinder is clearly focused on reducing its overall leverage to be better positioned to grow its dividend sooner over later. The second largest midstream sale was Devon Energy's sale of the Access Pipeline to Wolf Midstream for $1.1 billion. This sale was expected as Devon aims to reduce leverage and raise capital for its E&P business. There was one new midstream project last week. Magellan Midstream Partners announced it will construct a new refined product terminal in Pasadena, Texas for $335 million. The 1 million barrel terminal will facilitate the growth in refined product exports from the Gulf Coast. In midstream capital markets, two high-yield senior note deals were offered successfully. Holly Energy Partners raised $400 million, and EnLink Midstream Partners raised nearly $500 million. Notably, both deals were well oversubscribed in a market environment clearly in search of yield. In E&P news, the two largest acquisitions last week were in the Permian Basin. First, Diamondback Energy announced a Delaware Basin acreage acquisition for $560 million, followed by Laredo Petroleum acquiring Midland acreage for $125 million. Following both companies tap the equity markets, Diamondback for $565 million and Laredo for $160 million. This week, energy earnings will kick off with the largest midstream C Corp, Kinder Morgan, and the second largest service provider, Halliburton, reporting on Wednesday. Also, Sempra Energy will hold the only energy analyst day this week. We expect Sempra to discuss LNG trends, update Mexican infrastructure needs, and highlight renewable developments. As we deal daily with energy market volatility and change, last week, unfortunately, was a tragic reminder that life carries its own uncertainty and risk. From Nice, France, to Turkey, to here in the U.S. and Dallas and Baton Rouge, our thoughts are with those victims and families. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseadvisors.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise Capital Advisors believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intent.